Hey guys, and welcome back to my podcast. Today, I'm actually going to be talking about something very serious and very important. And I know you guys are on the edge of your seat right now, so I'm just going to do a dramatic pause for a bit longer. Ready? Okay, and so today's topic is going to be about what I would do if Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs was real. Yes, I know, is a major thing to talk about and is very important, and that's why I gave you guys the warning. And if anyone doesn't know, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs is when this inventor creates a machine that makes food weather. So basically it can be raining meatballs, or it can be raining tacos, or it can be raining just anything. And and it's about the survival when it, like, when so much food comes down, and also some of the food is living, like some of the burgers are like spiders and things. Well, that's actually that's actually Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs too, where the burgers and things are animals. But basically, what would be my game plan if there was basically a food tsunami or a food hurricane? Like, what would I do in that situation? So to set the scenes, I'm gonna be at my house in Virginia Beach. You know, I think that's the best way to think about it right now. So what happens if it happened right this moment? If it started raining food to the point that it was at a dangerous level? So, game plan. First, I'm gonna pack up some food, water, obviously, a few clothing, a bit of clothing, a blanket, a pillow, maybe a few photo albums, and maybe a pack of cards, you know, for the fun time, like for stuff that are fun and things. From there, I'm gonna talk to my family members, talk to Baron, Dad, Mum, and Josh, and I'm gonna be like, okay guys, we need a game plan. And I'll be like, where should we go? And I would say to them, hey, it's basically is a serious situation to the point where the only thing that I care about is safety. And so I'm gonna be like, okay, Josh, you can go down to our grandma's house on the beach in England. You know, it's a remote place, it's next to the sea, so worst comes to worst, he has like access to like boats and things. However, what I would do with my family here is I'll be like, hey, you guys go to OBX and you get into one of those big houses and we set up camp there. Whilst that happens, I'll be like, okay guys, I'll go on a loop and just bring a bunch of fun people and like friends and things. So I'll pick up my friends, my brother's friends, pick up my girlfriend, obviously, pick up my parents' friends, and we'll go to this house. And anyone's invited, like if they want to bring their families too. And then we'll set up camp, and if there's so many people, we'll have like 5-10 houses all to ourselves. From there, we'll start building rafts, you know, just in case we have to go out to sea. And if that happens, we'll be prepared. We'll have nice little rafts to get out to sea. Or we might even just try and find a boat. And I'm hoping there might be a power outage because of the spaghetti. So if there's a power outage, what would I do then? I would obviously get a pair of flashlights. And so everyone's got flashlights, and we can just sit in a circle, play some cards, you know, have a fun time. But what happens if a house starts to catch on fire? That is going to be insane. And honestly, I haven't really thought about that yet. But now I just did, and I think I've got a game plan. what I'll do is I'll get everyone gets water guns and we'll start spraying the house with water guns. And if that doesn't work, we'll get water balloons and start throwing water balloons at the house. And the people that lived in that house can just go to the other house. Or like another house, yeah. So that's the game plan there. I'm gonna have a dedicated like house or like dedicated floor for each house full of animals, for like dogs. Maybe not cats. Because, you know, do cats really need their own spot? Maybe not. That rhymed. Jeez. And then, so basically just a whole floor of where the dogs are, so the dogs can play with each other and have a nice time. And then people will be like, what happens when food runs out? Well, it's raining food. We don't even need to think about food. We don't need to think about food or water. We just need to think about having a fun time and not being able to like go out too far, because there's a risk of like evacuation or stuff. So we'll have to like stay in kind of one place. And I know that sounds like a terrible thing, and considering that's kind of what's happening right now, where we have to stay in one place, but we'll have all of our friends there in like a bunch of houses. And yeah, I think that was the overall game plan for a event that is likely to happen in the future. You know, you never know what's going to happen, and I'm going to put 50-50 odds that a food hurricane comes in my lifetime. Like, actually, I'll put it 70-30 odds that there will be a food tornado in my lifetime, where we'll have to really consider what to do, because there's going to be food everywhere. However, I think this might be a good thing, because we'll probably have enough food for generations. Or actually, it'll probably go bad after like a week, and the earth would probably stink up quite a bit. But we'll have a lot more like, like soil, because we'll probably compost all that like waste food. So we'll have giant vegetables become like making nutritious soil. So we have like good soil for like planting. And that's it. I know some people will be like, hey, this podcast is really random and it doesn't make any sense because it's never gonna happen. And those types of people are just not believers of the impossible. You know, I believe in a lot of things. I believe in Santa Claus. Like, some people say it's dumb. I say, as he brings the presents, and I've seen him before. He has actually been to my house every year, and I haven't seen him with my own eyes in a while. But when I was young, like, yeah, but it was kind of strange because my dad never got to meet him. It was only like my whole family would be there except for my dad. So I think my dad and Santa Claus aren't the best of friends, which is kind of a shame, I'm not gonna lie. Maybe my dad or the Santa Claus had like a falling out or something. And I believe in 11-11, obviously, 40 clovers. I believe in leprechauns. I believe in unicorns because, you know, they're basically horses with a horn. And there's ponies. How aren't there unicorns if there's ponies? There's even reindeers. Reindeers are real. And people are like, ooh, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Well, yeah, there's probably a reindeer called Rudolph. There's crazier things in life. So, as a believer that anything can happen, I think people should be open-minded to this podcast. Because I think it could happen. And what would your game plan be if there was a hurricane of food, Or what would your game plan be if it started raining orange juice? Like, think about the simple things. Like, would you bring out a cup of a jug to fill up with orange juice? Or would you stay inside because you're scared of getting orange juice all over yourself and your clothing? Because that'll be hard to wash, maybe. Maybe you'll even bring out a bowl of cereal and have cereal with orange juice. You never know what can happen. So with those thoughts, I'm probably going to end it now, because right now you probably have, I'm going to say, at least 12 questions in your head right now. 12 big questions in your head, thinking, what would I do in these circumstances? And I just want to leave you with that thought, and hopefully you will discover your own way to deal with those crises, or not crises, depending on how you deal with it. So have a great Monday. It's the start of the week, but you can get through it. Have a great Monday. Only 3 weeks left of school, and I was gonna say I love you, Waverly, but I was like, I've said that the past few podcasts, so I was gonna try and think of something else, and then I was like, shh, I know, and then I super love adore you, Waverly. Bye.